Today on Real Radio.
If you get a promotion or if you get fired, sanctification. God's talking, leading, molding, shaping, doing something in their lives. You get sick? Sanctification. Are you healthy? Sanctification. Are you lonely? Sanctification's at work. You have too many people around you and you're not lonely? Sanctification. God's at work. Constantly. The shop never closes.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his topical series called, How Do We Get From Here to Heaven? You know, sometimes as a believer, you're going to be asked to give your testimony. Now, if you'll notice, the younger folks, the new believers, will often give, well, let's call it the first half, the conversion story. And those of us that have a few more years under our belt, us seasoned saints, if you will, we eventually realize that coming to faith in Jesus, well, that's just the beginning. That's by no means the end. Why? Well, sometimes the easy way, sometimes the hard way, but that's when the sanctification process begins. Sanctified. It's that 50-cent word that I'm going to let pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs define now as he explains in this lesson and answers the question, what is sanctification?
You drive down the 60 freeway right now and they're tearing it up or they're doing something to it. Your tax dollar is at work, it says, anyway. And they're changing something. God sets up a sign and says, hey, I'm at work here in your life. You say, well, pastor, I want to believe that. Well, then believe it because that's what the Bible says. Have you ever noticed that when you wear something, it affects you?
Yes.
For my daughter's wedding last week, by the way, thank you for coming. That was, you honored Lisa and I by coming. I had a tuxedo thing on. And it makes you feel different. First of all, they pull, you know, you go there and you get fitted for it. And it's like, okay. But you know what? I didn't feel like mowing the lawn, though I love to mow the lawn. I didn't feel like it when you put it on. I didn't feel like bending over either. You feel different. I am clothed with a tuxedo. I act differently wearing a tuxedo. The next day, I had my board shorts on with my flip-flops. The way that I acted wearing my board shorts and my flip-flops is different than wearing the tuxedo. It affects the way that your demeanor or your conduct is. It doesn't change your personality. It changes what you do. And if you are clothed, the Bible says, we are to be clothed with Christ. It will change how we live. I'm not saying that board shorts are always right. I'm not saying that the tuxedo is always right. Here's the awesome thing. When you are dressed or covered in Christ, you're always ready for the moment that God brings into your life. Always ready. Is it danger? Is it counseling? Is it leisure? Is it family? Is it business? You're ready because you've been sanctified. Your life is dedicated to God and you're hungry for change and God will do it. It's absolutely awesome and amazing. And I love what he does. Jude 1 says, Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to those who are called, notice the past tense, called, sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ. Listen to what the Bible says about you. We need to act like it. You guys, I don't know. I don't know what God's going to do. You know, everyone who's watching and the news analysis and all this stuff, oh man, we're on the brink. Iran wants to launch a nuclear weapon. North Korea wants to launch a nuclear weapon and blow up Hawaii or Seattle or Alaska. All this talk about nuclear attack, all the stuff that's going on. And you know, you hope that doesn't happen. But I always wonder, what's it going to take to wake Christians up? You say, what do you mean, man? Oh, I don't know. Unemployment's through the roof and nobody comes to prayer meetings. Why? Because it ain't bad enough yet. What if the welfare system dried up? Wait, it is dried up. What if there's no more food coming in? What if, as I heard last Monday night, I was at a gathering up in LA area, and one of the speakers announced that the national food reserves for the United States is at the lowest it's ever been in American history. that we have one growing season of food in reserve for the United States of America. One growing season for the first time in American history, that if God doesn't bring rain, or if he brings too much rain and washes it away, over. First time in American history, we are on the precipice of starvation as a nation. You, that's impossible. I just came from Vons. There's tons of food there. One season, and it's over. You say, what are you scaring us this for? I'm not scaring you. I'm just saying, does it have to get bad for us to seek God? Or can't we just seek him because he's so good? He's so wonderful. You say, that's what I want to do, Jack. I want to seek him like that. Then you know what? You are in the process of sanctification at work in your life. You've got to know more of him. You will not satisfy for some watered-down, weak, lazy life as a Christian. You won't go for it. Then God's working in your life. And if tonight you cannot say that and it pricks your heart and you're saying, well, I want to be like that, then you need to obey him by falling down at his face and saying, God, I want you to take me and do whatever you want to do with me. Church, we must do this. We must yield to him fully that way. Hebrews 10:14 says, for by one offering, by the way, that word in the Greek means Jesus died once and for all, never to suffer again. By one offering, he has perfected, past tense, forever, those who are being sanctified. Oh, get this, get this, get this. Are you guys awake? Watch this. Because Jesus did it once on the cross. I said, you said, Lord, come into my life, forgive me of my sins. I want to follow you. I want to be a Christian. The Holy Spirit moved inside of us. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says so. The moment that happened, because of what Jesus did, the Spirit of God says, all right, let's go to work. By the way, that work that he's doing in you right now is the meaning to, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. So now he's at work in your life, and here's the awesome thing. He is at work in your life from the position of you having been sanctified. God says, you're done. Imagine, God looks at you and I right now theologically, accurately, as though the Holy Spirit were done, that he was all done. The Holy Spirit says, God, here you go. Father, here it is. Jack. Well, I started out as a dirt clod. But see, he puts me in Christ, and then the Spirit says, Christ formed in him the hope of glory. Isn't it awesome to realize that every one of us tonight who are Christians, we are going to go to sleep tonight and wake up tomorrow. Frankly, if you realize it or not, you are coming from the place of already being sanctified by God's declaration, because he says, you are holy, therefore be holy in this world. And we go, oh my goodness, how can I do that? I can, oh, okay, I'll be holy. Right? Huh? Is that what it means? Oh, just don't talk to me. I might sin. Don't say anything. What are you doing? I'm being holy. Don't bug me. Are you crazy? Because the Holy Spirit is in you, you have been declared holy. So because that's true, now you walk in life from the place of victory in Jesus. You go forward already being a conqueror in Christ because your sins have been washed away. The Holy Spirit is in your life. You can now say to things that come up and they pop up, temptation, whatever it might be, and you say, I am not going to yield to that. I don't have to yield to that. I'm a new creation in Christ. The Spirit of God is at work in my life, and God's declared me sanctified. I'm gonna believe him. I'm gonna walk right past that plate of cookies. And you just go right around it, or whatever it might be. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14 says, obey God because you are his children. How many of you have kids? Raise your hand. You want your kids to obey you. Isn't that funny? It's automatic. God says, Bible says, obey God because you're his children. Don't slip back into your old ways of doing evil. You didn't know any better back then. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God, who chose you to be his children, he is holy. For he himself has said, you must be holy because I am holy. You come from that position of being in him. Point number four, how do we get from here to heaven? And what about sanctification? Where does sanctification come from? It comes from God, quite literally. Sanctification comes from the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. Listen to this. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place, Chino Hills, call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. I don't know about you, but that should turn you into a Pentecostal right there. Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, God said to Jeremiah. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations. Isn't that awesome? That word again in Hebrew, sanctified, means appointed, consecrated, dedicated, made holy. Man, you know how on Sundays we hold up little babies? You know what the parent, the whole thing, the whole process is they want their kids dedicated unto the Lord, sanctified unto God. That's what it's all about. Galatians 1:15, Paul said this, but when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the nations or the Gentiles. If you're alive right now, God has absolutely set you apart. You'll either believe that tonight or you're not. And if you believe it tonight, you're going to get all galvanized. You're going to get all pumped up. You're going to say, God, if that's true, man, and I believe it is, what do you want to do in my life? That's the process of sanctification. And he begins to work. 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Hey, hello. In earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Isn't that amazing? It's awesome. Number five, how do we get from here to heaven? How do we live? And this is our final stop. How do we live a sanctified life? Well, we need to wake up, for one thing, to the reality of what God has said and what God has done. I think we have a slide on the screen. And watch this. Yeah, look at that. Watch this. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Pause right there. Iniquity is sin. Sin, iniquity. That statement goes to all of us tonight. Okay, think about your own life right now. Just pause for a second. Think about you. What on earth could that possibly be in my life? That's for me to find out. Sometimes, you know, when we open up the Bible, in this great work of sanctification, in a practical sense, we need to slow down and stop and say, Lord, show me where I need to depart from iniquity. Is it a chat room that God is speaking to you? You're talking to somebody who's not your husband in terms that you wish. Boy, I wish I could talk to my husband like this. Oh my, that is a sin. You're flirting with disaster. Depart from it. Unplug the computer or throw it out the window. Just get away from it. Is it that girl at the office? She's the one, but Jack, you don't know, she builds me up. She tells me that I'm, you know, nice guy. I don't get that at home. Dude, tough. Get away from bubbles at the water fountain and get home. Now. But in a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Some are hold your jewelry and other things hold trash under your sink, right? Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, next slide, he will be a vessel for honor. Do you hear the choice? Choose. He's saying choose. What do you want to do? You want to live for the fun of this world for a moment? The Bible says sin is pleasurable for a season. But then the fruit of it is disaster. He says, sanctified and useful for the master's use. Don't you want to live that kind of life? I pray for you every day, your life and mine. Oh God, that we might be sanctified and useful for your kingdom. You guys, if each and every one of us just on this midweek service were to say, God, in what way would you use me this week in the community or the world that I traffic in? Just show me one thing and I will do it. Do you know that's how we're supposed to live? We're not even asking because we're afraid he might say, do this. And by the way, that is the definition of taking your life and burying it in the ground, waiting till he returns and having squandered your life. Don't do that, please. Don't do that to yourself. Prepared for every good work. Watch, flee also youthful lust. Those never go away, by the way. You have to keep running from them. I already know this. I talked to a man before, 96 years old. He was having lustful dreams. I said, are you kidding me? There's no hope? Flee youthful lust. But pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Fellow brothers and sisters. Next slide. Break it down. Depart from iniquity means leave your sinful acts. That's what it means. We don't have to debate it. We don't have to talk about it. What does it mean to depart from iniquity? The definition is leave your sinful acts. Abandon them now. You and I will choose in this call to being sanctified. We will either choose to obey God or not. Number two, cleanse himself. Cleanses himself. Leave your unholy habits. Unholy habits, things that tear down the temple of the living God, who you are. God will speak to you about what that is. Number three, flees youthful lusts. Leave your self-centered desires. Get away from them. Four, this is the positive, pursue righteousness. Run towards the Lord. Isn't it funny? The human nature left alone runs away from God, gets in all that trouble. The Bible says, run away from all that other stuff and run to God. Well, we're pressed for time. I want to leave you with this fifth and final thing that to me is most important for me. It just really causes me to rejoice, and it's this. How do I do this? Okay, I hear tonight obedience is involved. Yes, just doing what God said to do. Do it. But I'm weak, me too. Ask the Holy Spirit to be our power to do it. So we pray like this, God, in my life, work it out. God, I'm willing. Do you remember what Jesus said? Surely the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. He said that to a bunch of sleeping buffoons. Do you remember? Jesus said, pray, pray. And Jesus goes over in the Garden of Gethsemane and he's praying in his great passion. And he comes back and all the guys are sleeping. But isn't it tender? Jesus said, you know what? Their hearts are with me. Their bodies are wasted bums. But their hearts are with me, man. Isn't he tender? You know how often we fail in the day? Lord, and he just says, Jack, your heart's in the right spot. Just train your body to follow me. Come on, you can get up, go again. So watch this. In every event that was going on with the disciples, because this is us too, every event that goes on with the life of the disciples on the Sea of Galilee, on the Mount of Transfiguration, you know what was happening? Sanctification. If you get a promotion or if you get fired, sanctification. God's talking, leading, molding, shaping, doing something in their lives. You get sick? Sanctification. Are you healthy? Sanctification. Are you lonely? Sanctification's at work. You have too many people around you and you're not lonely? Sanctification. God's at work. You guys, constantly. The shop never closes. He's molding and shaping. Check this out. Exodus 25:8. God spoke to Moses and the people. He says, make me a sanctuary that I may dwell in it. Now, let's be honest. Don't we know that the Bible even says, can you build me a place where I can live? God says, I don't need a house. And if I needed a house, would I ask you to build it? Isn't it? He's amazing. So he says, build me a sanctuary. So he builds a sanctuary. What do you think was going on? I wonder if people were building the sanctuary saying, what are we doing? I can't see anything from here. I don't get it. Why are we out here in this hot area and we're building this sanctuary? God's going to live in this thing. Well, that's kind of weird. Doesn't make any sense to me. Little did they know that they were building an earthly sanctuary that was just simply a picture, a model, a type of what God really wanted to do. And when that sanctuary is all done, God says, by the way, sanctuary comes from sanctified place. Are you not in a sanctuary right now? You want to know really, truly, as the temple of the Old Testament, what made it a sanctuary? Not so much that you and I are here, which is cool. That's 50% of it. 50% of it is God says, I'll meet you here. Calvary, take your sandals off, for the place that you sit is holy ground. You say, Jack, are you silly? It's just carpet. It was just carpet until God said that is holy ground. You see? Oh, look, we just bought a new house. Hey, if it's God's house, it's a holy house. Hey, just got a new car. Hey, if that's God's car, it's a holy car. Just bought a new cow. If it's God's cow, it's holy cow. Whatever you give to him in that instant, because you meet him in the sanctuary of whatever, wherever you are. That's the glorious thing to my heart, because doesn't the Bible say that in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit moves inside of us and God declares us temples of the living God? Now, all of a sudden, I need to take off my shoes and wear, you know, my flip-flops and stuff, because at any second, right, at all times, perhaps, probably so it is, that God who lives in me, I'm the temple of the living God. He's at work in my life. The amazing thing is, he said, I want to live inside of you. When you go to your little kid's bed tonight and you bow down next to your little kid's bed and you tuck him into bed, that's a sanctuary. Because you've just dedicated that little guy in that room. Everything you do, everything we do. Church, if we begin to think, live, breathe, and act that the very shoes you're wearing are sanctified to God, that if we begin to see ourselves that when we go to work tomorrow and walk into that office, we are bringing into that office the very, very presence of the living God on earth who dwells within us. And if anyone's going to be loved, it better come from us. If anybody is going to be cared for, it better come from us, because we are priests and a priesthood built together with living stones, holy and acceptable to God.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson that answers the question, what is sanctification? It's an important part of his series called How Do We Get From Here to Heaven? In fact, what we heard today is just a portion of part 7 in this series, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, here on Real Radio, we've been telling you a lot about our new smartphone app called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Same title as one of our weekly television programs, by the way. Hey, have you had a chance to download it yet? It's absolutely free. You know, we're always trying to make things convenient for our Real Radio listeners. And the Real Life smartphone app is no exception. All from this one app, you can access things like Journey, that's one of our television programs. You can get the Words to the Wise devotional from Pastor Jack. You can sign up for that and receive via email. You can get our Wednesday night study, which also airs live on hischannel.com. You can also get our Real Radio podcasts and, of course, Real Life with Jack Hibbs, another one of our weekly TV programs that deals with topical issues of the day and a whole lot more. The Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone. Just go to your app store and download Real Life with Jack Hibbs. It's the new free app for your smartphone. Of course, if you missed any of that, you can always catch the info at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And our phone number is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.